multi-dimensional this year as an offense, but at the same time, it's nice a reminder of how valuable the long ball can be and just how much a part of the DNA of this lineup it is. How nice was it to benefit from some homers again?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to depend on it, but it's definitely part of our identity. And, you know, we haven't left the yard a ton as of late, so it was good to see, you know, Mikey get us rolling there with a big one to center and some other guys be able to lead the yard too.
Mike, how do you stay patient? I'm not talking about you personally, but just as a team, as an offense, you guys know what you're capable of and how over the past couple of weeks, kind of staying patient, waiting for a night like this, and how much a night like this benefits you going forward?
I think it's kind of just knowing what kind of team we are. Obviously, we had a lot of success early, so the little rut we ran past couple of weeks, you don't really think too much about it. Just try to do little things in games to get out of it. So tonight, it was about hitting homers and good pitching, so yeah.
Grant, I know some of these numbers can be a little shaky, but according to my source, you had the highest zone rate you had all year as far as pitches inside the strike zone. I mean, what did you like about your outing, and was that an emphasis coming in?
Yeah, I know. Obviously, my goal was to throw strikes. You know, it's a little frustrating, you know, not putting more guys away. Because, you know, there's some bad contact, you know, here and there. Some early outs, and it really helped me.
Matt, what's a night like this to do just for you, you know, moving forward, you know, to have a two-homer game like this?
Hopefully something good, you know. Can't sit here and say, you know, for certainty, but kind of similar to that first answer, I mean, like, be able to put a couple swings on some pitches that you feel like you should hit and, you know, barrel them up and see them leave, definitely a confidence boost.
And Michael, when, you know, there's a lot of talk about Scott when he was starting about how the fastball up and into lefties or just anything hard up can be really hard to get on top of. Do you guys do anything before the game? I mean, knowing that's going to be a strength of his, any work in the cage or anything specific trying to prepare for that?
Yeah, I think it goes into game planning. Every day we go over to starter and kind of have a plan against him, know how their pitches work, where they like to work in the zone. And, I guess after that, you can kind of shape your swing during the game according to those, well, I guess, that information.
Matt, is AJ going to hear from you about that?
I don't know. You know, I'll let him reach out to me. I reached out to him. He punched me out in New York, and I FaceTimed him. We had a, you know, nice little combo about it. So I'll wait for him to reach out. Obviously, you know, he's one of my guys here, so, yeah.
Grant, how much fun has it been just to see these two guys? You got one guy that's on pace for 30-plus, 40-plus here. It's just to see how successful they've been so far this year.
Yeah, it makes my job a whole lot easier. Pitching with some, you know, runs on board, it's takes a lot off my shoulders and takes being perfect out of the picture, you know? I can just fill the zone and, you know, get outs when I need.
Any last ones? Mike, Matt, obviously being local and you've been a part of this team for a few years now, what kind of meaning do these matchups with the Mets have?
Go ahead, Brooke.
All right, so I'm the one that's actually from Atlanta, so it means a little bit more to me. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it means any more than any other game, but obviously there's some rivalry and there's some history, so the fans get into it and kind of get us going as well. So, yeah, that's what I say about that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think the same thing. It's always a good environment, you know, here and there. You know, for us, we're approaching, you know, each game kind of the same, as cliche as it is, but you feel a little extra buzz, you know, against these. You know, in division rivals, and you know, with the holiday weekend too, there's definitely some good buzz tonight.
Would you say the country roads here in Country Roads is what gave you the power to get that home run?
Well, Wiley asked me if I noticed. I didn't notice. Yeah, I don't know.
But you all.
But sure.
Sure. What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Hi guys, congratulations for your win. You know, I'm from Venezuela. My country is facing a critical situation right now. If you can send a message to them, please.
Yeah, you know, it's devastating to see what, you know, what happened. You know, they're definitely in my thoughts and prayers. And, you know, it's, like I said, you know, it's devastating. And, that kind of country, you know, they're going to pull through. And, yeah, it's just, you know, sad to see.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.